The conference in Eritrea's capital, Asmara, opened with an immediate demand that Ethiopia withdraw its troops from Somalia, which they invaded in December. Organizers said 450 delegates attended the first day, including Sheikh Hassan Awais, the leader of the Islamic Courts Union. The group had taken control of much of Somalia before Ethiopia, backed by the U.S. government, ousted its forces in a quick campaign. In the months since, the Ethiopian forces and soldiers with Somalia's transitional government have been unable to bring peace to the capital, Mogadishu. The organizers of the conference say they want to create a political group that will bring peace to Somalia. The country last saw stability more than 15 years ago, before dictator Mohamed Said Barre was ousted in a coup. Mahad Sheikh is one of the organizers of the meeting.
We are expecting to bring, after the end of the conference, a program that not only deal with the Ethiopian invasion, but also a program that brings a solution to the everlasting civil war that's been occurring in our country the last 17 years. So we're expecting a success, and we bring a change to Somalia.
The meeting saw strong criticism directed at the United States, Ethiopia's most important ally. Awais warned that Somalia's neighbors risk destabilization because of the conflict and called the U.S. policy towards Somalia strangely confrontational. Awais asked that the United States play a more positive role in the conflict. Awais and several other members of the ICU are suspected of links to al-Qaeda. Last week, another conference was held in Mogadishu, sponsored by the transitional government and international groups. Islamists refused to attend that meeting, saying Ethiopian troops must withdraw first. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.